Hey guys, there was 2 minutes of my Kalimba music. I hope you enjoyed it. I could go on and on and on with that, but I was told to keep it at 2 minutes. Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast. It's Infinity here. It is 8:43 p.m. in the Pacific on May 31st, 2020. We have just a few more hours here left to May 2020, and then we're done. We're done with May. Wow. We are in such a pivotal and interesting time for the collective as we turn over into a new month and timeline and portal. We have the full moon coming up this week. It is a lunar eclipse. And then we have the Stargate the very next day beginning. So we have the 6-5 for the full moon lunar eclipse. And then on 6-6 at 12 at, so turning over from 6-5 to 6-6, 12 o'clock midnight in the Pacific. So once Gaia has made her full turn around and everybody's gone through that cycle, and the, you know, the Pacific time zone is the last. So once that goes over, 12 o'clock, 12:01, we are in the Stargate officially. But we can feel the energies of the Stargate starting to act up. For I felt it in months, like up to 5 days before the Stargate, and I was like already feeling it. So just because we have the official days of whatever doesn't mean that it's like stop and go. Even when we have the Schumann's resonance, or the Schumann resonance, God, I always say that wrong. Oh my gosh. I make up words. I know you know this already if you listen to me, my podcast, but I make up words. Okay. So even with that, with the Schumann resonance, we can feel those explosive energies that happen like they did a couple days ago. And I had my, which podcast was that? I even put the picture on there. Oh, episode number 89, on the 26th, Reset with Gaia and your Merkaba Chamber. That was a good one. They're all good. And I don't create them, so I have no problem praising them like that. I just facilitate them. I just channel the meditations, and there we go. I'm just guided with everything I do. So there you go. Speaking of which, that's why we're here, family. La-da! I was guided to post one last podcast officially for May, and it'll be our oracle. This will be our transitional oracle card and oracle message from the Hidden Worlds Oracle. And I'll be doing more tarot and oracle, definitely oracle, and most likely tarot as well. But when I do my lives and I say tarot and oracle, sometimes I just end up doing oracle and sometimes end up doing both. It's pretty rare that I just do tarot though, to be honest. Anyway, tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific on my YouTube channel, Infinity, The Healing Butterfly, we will be doing another live, another Monday live at 1:10 p.m. Hopefully there won't be technical difficulties, but Yeah. Anywho, set your alarm, set your reminders, make sure you subscribe if you're not already, invite your friends. This is my brand new YouTube channel, and I'm still getting new subscribers on my old channel. It's really weird. I'm like, I'm not posting here anymore, and people are still subscribing there. I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not read? But whatever. People, what can you do? Anyhow, one last card, or it could be more than one, I suppose, for this transition, this, for dropping it on Monday, I mean on this last day of May, before we get to Monday, the 1st of June. I love how it's a Monday on the 1st of the month. I just dig that. It's so nice and clean. so lovely, which is nice because we have so many intense energies going on. Oh, yeah. Did I go through all those? Whatever. We have a lot. We have a lot. So Stargate, full moon, and then... I was thinking about all of this earlier and I wrote it all out. Okay, here we go. And then we have the solstice on the 20th, and then we have our solar eclipse the very next day. So what do you know? We have a full moon. Our full moon is in Sagittarius on 6/5 at 12:12 p.m. Pacific. So there's that. oh boy. And then we have our Stargate, which is the Fire Twins gate, and that is from 6/6 to 6/16. And then we have our summer solstice, the 20th, at 2:43 Pacific. And the very next day, we have a solar eclipse. So, yeah. Where's our new moon in there? Did I forget the new moon? I get distracted with everything else. Oh, you guys. Okay. That's why I got... So our... Holy moly moly. Yeah, I gotta put this in here. I skipped a beat. I skipped our new moon is on the 20th as well. So our summer solstice, when we have our balance, our shift from our north to our south, or south to our north, northern hemisphere. I'm getting myself all confused. So we have that, the new moon, and the summer solstice on the same day. Very next day, out a solar eclipse. So new moon one day, very next day, solar eclipse. Wow. I'm not quite sure how I missed that. But there you go. And... our new moon is at 11:44 p.m., 2:03:44 p.m. in the Pacific. Our moon rise is at 5:06. So check this out. This is what gets really interesting. And you'll know if you pay attention to these numbers and these times on these days when we have these specific things happening, how absolutely insane it is how this shit lines up. But it is a thing. So we have our moon rise at 5:06 a.m. Our new moon is at exactly 11:44, 2:34:44. So we have a 2:34:456 with our new moon on June 20th, same day as our solstice. So interesting. We have so much happening in June that I missed a thing. On top of that, we have Venus, which the big themes for Venus is love, passion, creativity, the feminine, the divine feminine, and money, wealth, beauty, romance, pleasure, opulence, abundance. That lovely planet and all those amazing themes went into retrograde in Gemini May 13th. Also on the 13th, we had a shift in our north and south nodes. So how the moon crosses with the sun. I'm not going to pretend to be an astrologer. I'm not an astrologer, but I pay attention to astrologers and I put stuff together. Sometimes it feels like in the most amazing ways and times, but it's just the way that it is. So on that same day, the 13th of May, we also had the change from Capricorn and Cancer, our north and our south nodes, crossing for a full year and a half, staying in those signs with this way that the moon crosses with the sun and Gaia. And Capricorn and Cancer being those overlying themes with our moon, with the whole like divine feminine, and because that's the moon, right? So the whole divine feminine aspects and energies. And now, or from the 13th, we switched to Gemini, which is the twins, and Sagittarius, which is a very passionate very passionate, creative, childlike, adventurous, living in the gray, not into boundaries type energy. And then we have Gemini, which is about more kind of balance and logic, the changing of feelings. It's an air sign. Sagittarius is a fire sign. And interestingly enough, we have had and are going to continue to have up until 2020. So 2026 will be the last year until it comes back again a couple years later. But where we have Sagittarius and Gemini doing this new moon, full moon thing for these next six whole years. So until we cross over into the second half of the decade, and then we're going to have, different focuses and stuff like that, I have an idea of, but I can't articulate in the forms of astrology right now. And it really doesn't matter because that's way far from now. The point is that this is a thing. Definitely a thing. So, and then we have Mercury going into retrograde in Cancer, which is about perspective and communication. So like the lens we see out of, how we interact and deal with and work in and manage and manifest and play in and thrive in our reality. So, coming up, overlapping. Now we have an overlap with the new moon and with the new moon summer solstice and the eclipse overlapping with Mercury in retrograde. So we are going to have a complete like flip-floppy shifting of our perspective. Maybe different foundational things will come into play. Lots happening in June, people. Let's just say that. Again, we'll get into that more in depth tomorrow in the live. I hope you can join me, but if you can't, watch the replay. Share, subscribe, share, comment, all that good stuff. We had a great time last time. If there's time, we will do the meditation, the daily meditation at the same time. We just kind of go with the flow. I have it on the agenda, but we shall see. We'll see what happens for our Monday, June 1st meditation. It may be in that live. It may be apart from that live. All right. So, clearing the cards here and officially going to welcome in everybody, our guides and guardians for the entire Light Body Collective. I want to thank all of our, specifically as our everybody's guardian angels are stepping up. Okay, give me a second here. So they're saying that for the month of June, and you can start this right away, and please go back and do that meditation connecting with your spirit guides. It's a before bed, so get yourself before bed for this meditation. And so anyway, your guardian angels, the ones that are always, always with you, always been with you, assigned to you, basically. They don't move. They're with you. And you definitely have one. You may have two. One might be more vocal and active in your presence. The other one could be a lot more quiet and just very much energetically supportive, I guess you could say, and keeping guard and being more subtle. And one could definitely be much more pushy, vocal, feel more active, I guess you could say. But anyway, so you may really be aware of one, but everybody pretty much has two, but one may be a lot more into the whole communication thing. Nevertheless, when it comes to a meditation like we did here with the before bed connecting with your spirit guides, any and all of your spirit tribe can come through if you're open to that, and it's about spending time with them. And whenever you do that, and then you go to sleep and you do all this stuff in your sleep, and you just you remember, or you're conscious to a certain point, and then you will naturally drift off to sleep and work in your sleep with your spirit guides and be more connected with them the next day. And you can just work with them like that. But anyway, whomever you work with and all of your spirit tribe as a whole, as you do these practices, they will all of your connections, your entire spirituality, your spiritual connectedness, your all of that good stuff will be stronger, greater in its connectedness, a little bit less foggy and staticky, that sort of thing. So you can just know that as you work in these meditations, your ability to kind of sift through or see through the fog or hear through the noise will continuously get better. Okay. Okay, here we go. The liminal dance, delicacy, fragility, transience. Oh, interesting. And the artwork, the painting is, it's not like the same, it could be kind of Stonehenge, but it's these big, huge boulder on top of two other boulders. And it says, it's number 8, card number 8, the liminal dance. Let's see about this. The liminal dance, delicacy, fragility, transience. All right, here we go. Page 50 and 51. Amidst the standing stones of the ancient ones, within which lie codes to recall and remember who we are, dance the wee folk, whose dance re-energizes and protects these great stones. Their delicacy and their fragility cannot be denied, but nor can their strength and their power, as these unseen beings move around and about in forgotten pathways, weaving to life and land beneath their feet, ensuring the memories within the stones do not die, but connect again and again to those who open up to their timeless messages. For you, dear friend, it is time to remember that within the forgotten places lie the things you too once knew, and you have powers within you arising, ready to be embraced. You are a being as delicate and mysterious as the fairy, as the eternal, as the stones. And if you simply begin to remember, you will recall all that is. The simple acts of remembering, of standing strong, of knowing there is more to this world than can be dreamt of, will remind you of the eternal dance. You too have within you delicate powers, and at times you too are fragile. There is transience to our bodies, as they will not be of the cloak of our souls forever, but within this impermanence lies great strength and beauty too. Dance the steps, take time to remember, and let the in-between places within you come back to life once again. Illumination. Your every step has magic in it. Do not despair. Walk and dance with intent, and let the shape of your days be created with your will. Hula la, hula la, I'm hearing. Hula la, hula la, hula la. That's funny. It's like, how, how, hula la, hula la. And what I'm hearing is that we're entering this time with June coming up and with all of the energies that are coming in, for us to really connect if you hopefully took a look and at least read, if not listened to the music or did the meditation, but if you hopefully will at least read the meditation, that is, there's a link to the meditation on the description. And it's very much in alignment with this right here, with connecting and remembering and being a part of the things that we cannot see, but knowing all that is there and all that good stuff. So very much in alignment, this meditation that I dropped today. Hopefully you can do it today or tomorrow. It should not be a long one. I would say more than 20 or 30 minutes. It's not one that I do verbal guidance. I wrote out the meditation for you to read and for you to listen to the music and do the meditation. So anyway, this oracle card is very much in alignment with that. You are a being as delicate and mysterious as the fairy, as eternal as the stones. And if you simply begin to remember, you will recall all that is. So that's why we talk about getting to the truth of the matter, the truth of who we are, being open to that, not being afraid of the unfoldment, the mysteries, the mystical aspects, these things that may sound to a lot of people like talking about how there's fairies guarding stones and we just can't see that. That might sound totally wackadoodle, but the fact of the matter is that those things are most certainly real. There's beings and dimensions and realms, energies, divine and those of different types of souls and places that you have not ever even begun to imagine. And they exist. And just because you don't know about them doesn't mean that they don't. Just because you don't see something or are aware of a thing doesn't mean it is not in existence. It just means you're not tapped into it. You're not aware of it. You're ignorant of it. And that's okay. But as you choose to connect, as you choose to decide that the idea, logically actually, ironically enough, that the idea that those things are not real is in fact what is illogical because it's so limiting. And we know that creation is so much bigger than what we can see. We know that. So it's actually illogical to not believe in the things that you cannot see than to only believe in the things that you can. And once we decide that that's the truth, that this eyes wide open, tactile, hard-edged, very limited perspective reality is in fact the illusion, when we start to really let that sink in, that this place is the illusion. Now, that's not saying, family, that it's not real. What I mean by the illusion, because obviously it's real, but what I mean by the illusion is that in the scope of creation, in the slice of all that is, this reality is only giving us like 1%, and that's being generous, 1% of the perspective of all that is. But the ability to tap into all that is, just like it says here, is there. Your being is delicate and mysterious as the fairy, as eternal as the stones. And if you simply begin to remember, you will recall all that is. Recall all that is. Not be taught all that is. Figure out all that is. It's recall all that is. Because it is the truth. It is all that is. It is what it is. It's just remembering. That's all. Because our soul knows. This human perspective and this human body and this blip of time and in this blip of tiny little piece of fabric and creation is so very in the scope of things, small and fast in its timeline. But everything gets slowed down and stretched out so we can see, feel, touch, and understand the details. But things get dropped in, little nuggets of information, little breadcrumbs to help us out. And along the way, magical things, people, and places to boost the energy of the magic, to help us see a little bit better, like a flashlight in the night, so we're not so fucking blind all the time. Problem is, most of us, most of the time, think that we see perfectly fine. Well, the fact of the matter is that we're seeing through eyes wide shut, truly. There's so many levels and layers and dimensions to all that is. And we can actually see, feel, and touch that from here. We just have to choose to cross over the bridge of the reality that keeps us limited and separate in so many ways. So, the liminal dance. Once again, family, and then we'll go. Amidst the standing stones of the ancient ones, within which lie codes to recall and remember who we are, dance the wee folk, whose dance re-energizes and protects these great stones. Their delicacy and their fragility cannot be denied, but nor can their strength and their power as these unseen beings move around and about in forgotten pathways, weaving to life and the land beneath their feet, ensuring the memories within the stones do not die, but connect again and again to those who open up to their timeless messages. For you, dear friend, it is time to remember that within the forgotten places lie the things you too once knew. And you have powers within you arising, ready to be embraced. You are a being as delicate and mysterious as the fairy, as eternal as the stones. And if you simply begin to remember, you will recall all that is. The simple acts of remembering, of standing strong, of knowing there is more to this world than can be dreamt of, will remind you of the eternal dance. You too have within you delicate powers, and at times you too are fragile. There is transience to our bodies, as they will not be the cloak of our souls forever, but within this impermanence lies great strength and beauty too. Dance the steps, take time to remember. And let the in-between places within you come back to life once again. and let the in-between places within you come back to life once again. And once again, illumination, your every step has magic in it. Do not despair. Walk and dance with intent and let the shape of your days be created with your will. May the shape of your days be created with your will. We are heading into a time where we have to really keep our thoughts and our energies as positive, as high vibe, but as neutral as possible, so we can manage and truly dance and be working with the energies that shape our days and create our lives. Our every step has magic in it. It's because as we step on Gaia, on any surface on Gaia, it doesn't have to be on the ground, can be in our house, but every step we take anywhere and everywhere creates a vibration. We send out our energy into the collective through Gaia out to creation every single step. That's why in several of my meditations, we talk about the intent of the energy of every step you take. Because you need to be aware of your place in creation and the energy that gets sent out every time you place your feet, every time you create something, every time you have a thought and send it out, every time you communicate how you feel. It's not just every step you take, it's everything you do. We learned long ago, for every action there is a reaction. And if we're paying attention, we can see that numerous times all around us every day. Energy manifests. We just don't call it magic. All right, family. Thanks for being here with me. Closing out May 2020. It's been a doozy. We have a pandemic we're still in the middle of. In our United States here, we have violent riots getting more violent and things right and just everything bubbling up. The isms taking form. My podcast I lost yesterday. I will get back to it. But anyhow, family, please spend some time reflecting and having intent about your magic going forward. Really listening to the messages of the liminal dance, card number 8. Your every step has magic in it. Do not despair. Keep your vibration high. Think highly. Be high. Be high. Work and walk and dance with intent and let the shape of your days be created with your will and your soul, family. All right, guys, infinite love and blessings. Don't forget, the key is to create. I love you already, and always live in love. Till next time, guys. Bye for now.